Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On January 7th, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined that the crimes against humanity committed in Sudan by the Rapid Support Forces, or the RSF, and their allied militias have risen to the level of genocide. On April 15, 2023, the Sudanese Armed Forces, or the SAF, and the Rapid Support Forces launched a conflict of unmitigated brutality that has resulted in the world's largest humanitarian catastrophe, leaving 638,000 Sudanese experiencing the worst famine in Sudan's recent history, over 30 million people in need of humanitarian assistance, and tens of thousands dead, said Secretary Blinken in a written statement. As he said in his December 19, 2023 speech before the United Nations Security Council,
"Each day brings new atrocities, attacks on hospitals, on markets, displaced persons camps, summary executions, women and girls subjected to unspeakable sexual violence. We continue to see war crimes and crimes against humanity committed across vast parts of Sudan."
The RSF and allied militias have systematically murdered men and boys, even infants, on an ethnic basis, and deliberately targeted women and girls from certain ethnic groups for rape and other forms of brutal sexual violence, said Secretary Blinken in the written statement. Those same militias have targeted fleeing civilians, murdering innocent people escaping conflict, and prevented remaining civilians from accessing life-saving supplies. "Based on this information, I have now concluded that members of the RSF and allied militias have committed genocide in Sudan. For his part in the atrocities committed against the people of Sudan, the United States is sanctioning RSF leader Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo Moussa, known as Hemeti. Also sanctioned are seven RSF-owned companies located in the United Arab Emirates, and one individual for their roles in procuring weapons for the RSF. The United States does not support either side of this war, and these actions against Hemeti and the RSF do not signify support or favor for the SAF," said Secretary Blinken in his written statement. "Both belligerents bear responsibility for the violence and suffering in Sudan and lack the legitimacy to govern a future peaceful Sudan. The United States continues to evaluate additional actions to impose costs on those perpetuating the conflict and atrocities against the Sudanese people."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.